When life turns into a test. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I've been watching the various interviews that Ashley Smith has been giving about her 13-hour ordeal at her home outside Atlanta, and it's pretty amazing. You can think you have courage. You can think you have faith in God. But until you're really tested, how do you know? There may be a lot of scary things going on in the world today, but I can't think of anything quite as scary as what happened to Ashley Smith. You're sleeping, it's 2 a.m., someone breaks into your home, and it turns out to be the man you've been hearing about all day, the man who killed three people, including a judge, and he's in your home. And he's sticking a gun between your ribs and wrapping you in tape and electrical cord, and you know the police aren't coming because this is random, and they have no idea where he is. And Ashley Smith's only ammo was to talk. And so she talked. She talked until she gained his trust. When he told her, "I'm already dead," she said, "No, you're not." And read to him from the Bible, the purpose-driven life, cooked him pancakes and eggs, and told him about her 5-year-old daughter.
If he didn't let me go free, then she would not have a mother anymore, or a father. Looking at her pictures, he had to have a heart.
Because, along with everything else, Ashley Smith had been widowed 4 years ago. And without touching him, she disarmed him. She called it a miracle. Was it? Did God decide three people had to die so this mixed-up man could find his way? I don't know about that. But if life is a test, I know who just passed. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.